is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. Newsforthesoul.com. You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. Newsforthesoul.com.
All right, we're back. And as if you've been tuning in over the last couple of weeks, as you know, we've been doing our best to keep on top of what's happening with the Freedom Convoy, which ironically started 4.5 minutes from my house and turned into the biggest story on the planet within hours, maybe 2 days tops. So we've been trying to get people with boots on the ground, as they say, and eyes on what's going on in Ottawa and at the blockades at the borders. We've got one of the organizers on the phone right now. Jason, say your last name again for me. I don't want to get it wrong.
It's Lafaci.
Lafaci. Okay, one of the organizers. So give us a quick background on how you got involved in all this.
I started being an activist a few years back on the opiates, and I've been watching, I'd say for the last 10 years, what the government's been doing to its people in Canada.
Yeah.
And, when COVID came out, I monitored it. My wife was like, she was like right dead against it right from day one.
Yeah.
And, so we just watched, and the government, we want 2 weeks, So we were like, okay, let the 2 weeks slide, and then right away we've seen the control mechanisms being in place. I mean, you could forecast it. That's how predictable the Canadian government is, right? So
exactly.
we just started protesting, and then I got involved with Randy Hillier's No More Lockdowns, and I went from being a local action leader to a regional action leader, which basically there's only two of us. There's Brendan, who was doing Southern Ontario, and I was doing all of Northern Ontario. So we split the province in half, and we organized every city for rallies. I got fined, of course, and I beat them. But it's just, they keep doubling down. So we keep protesting, right?
Well, I'm calling you from BC, where Bonnie Henry doubled down yet again, where other, Saskatchewan and Alberta and I think Manitoba were considering dropping the mandates. She doubled down this week.
Yeah, I know. I seen that yesterday in BC there. And this is the thing what we have to watch out for with these government officials is they play this thing where, we're going to we'll wait until this date, like in Ford did today, right? In BC, they're trying to privatize it. So they'll give the decision to the municipalities and so that they're cut loose from it. Well, they don't realize that it doesn't matter where you try to micromanage this thing. Protesters are still going to go right there. So if the province releases it and sends it to the municipalities, what do you think is going to happen to cities?
Exactly.
All in all, they should stop with the charade, because that's how I see it. Don't get me wrong. People have died, and I feel for people, and my condolences go out to all those folks. But let's be real. We're in year three. We know more about what's happened. It's been a lot of deaths that were caused at the beginning were caused by mismanagement, that could have been prevented. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people realize that now, and there's a lot of lies. So when, you know, the virus didn't come out of Wuhan. I mean, we know now in Canada that where it came from, out of a lab in that was engineered in Winnipeg. So, you know, like it's time to, you know, I we'll never get back to normal, but I think it's time that we make a huge change in how we as Canadians view government. And it's, I'm not anti-government or nothing, because I, you know, that's not my thing. But I think government needs to be reformed, and it needs to be reformed so it's put back in the hands of Canadians so that we can decide how we want our country to move forward.
Well, this is the thing. You don't put all the healthy people stuck in their homes and lose their businesses and shut down the economy. Something's gone really weird here. And, you know, like you said, a lot of us could see it from day one. What's happening with the – how did you get involved with the actual convoy?
My wife got involved with James Botter and Sandy and Sandra on the first bear hunt. And I stayed home because, you know, we have a business that we have to try and run. And, I was watching the live video, and they were at Justin Trudeau's house, and they went to his cottage, and they were, you know, protesting in front of their place. And I was like, my wife is like, you know, having a field day with it. And I was just like, this is awesome. You know, like, I'm so proud of everybody doing that. And then it turned into soon, like, it wasn't long. People were reaching out and they're saying, hey, Jay, like, we're going to plan a convoy. The truckers are getting fed up. Like, they're getting really restless at the border now because of all these new measures. They're not happy. And I'm like, okay. So back in October, we got, like, no more lockdowns. We already knew that there was going to be a supply chain management problem. We already knew that. So we were already telling people, October, November, look, it's stock up on foods, excuse me, and, you know, do your best because the government's planning on something. Now, we never anticipated that the truckers were going to do the Freedom Convoy at the time because we were just anticipating that the government's going to play around with, you know, lockdowns and this and that, right? So that's exactly what started happening. I mean, we've seen that the grocery stores here in Northern Ontario, actually it was across Ontario, that there was food shortages January and the month of the end of December. So we started posting these all over Facebook and also social media. Got picked up, and I mean, I'm sure you've seen some of the stuff that was online, and you know, we were like, okay, something's going on here. And then the next thing you know, they start federally mandating, you know, extorting people for their jobs over a vaccine that doesn't even work. So that just added more fuel to the fire, and the truckers just took it upon themselves. So I got a call, and they're like, hey, Jay, you want to come and join the team? I have a lot of connections with truckers and trucking companies, just with my family alone out of New York and also here in Ontario. And I organized a lot of trucks. I mean, I could say a good 3,000 to 4,000 trucks, and with all the passenger vehicles throughout Ontario that all of us coordinated with, it was a good 10,000 to 15,000.
You know, it's been so moving in the research I've been doing thus far, how family oriented and heartfelt the energy is that's driving this movement, that you guys have become like the global superheroes.
No, you know what? I look at it this way. Humanity evolves, right? And right now we're evolving into a spiritual, more spiritual side of things. And this movement, if I was to deny that there's some higher power not involved, I would be a liar. You know, driving through the cities and seeing the families out there and kids, and I mean, even right now, it just, you know, makes one of make a cry because it's so moving, right? It's spiritual 100%, and I think
it's literally driven. It's love powered or something. I mean, just doing the edits. I don't know if you've heard any of our CB feed highlights, but I mean, that was like 7 hours of editing with Kleenex every time. Jumping. Woo! But you know, I've never seen anything like it, and how it went from, you know, 4.5 minutes from my house to movements around the planet. So many countries have their own convoys going. It's really inspired. Also interesting, though, you know, the response, well, it's, you know, not surprising, I suppose, thus far, the response from government and Trudeau in particular, but is it correct that he declared a state of emergency or something today?
Yeah, he did. It's the first time that it's been enacted since 1988. His dad enacted the War Measures Act in the 70s, which he had every right to do, though, at the time. Like, the situation was totally different. And today, Justin Trudeau is just doubling down with an iron fist. He wants everybody vaccinated. He thinks that this is the way out of things, and he's totally wrong. And we know that he's making money off of this. So really, when that conflict of interest happens, I mean, he should have been gone when the Wii scandal got brought up, you know? And it's, I don't know. I don't have any faith in the electoral process anymore. I think it's rigged. After Trudeau, I mean, look at, he should have been booted the last election. I mean, look, he's still here. And those votes, I mean, they're even saying that there was a bunch of votes not counted. So, I don't know. We need a lot of reform and a lot of things we need to fix within our government system. But Trudeau is not a friend of Canadians, like some people think.
It's shocking to see what he's been saying. Hateful things, truly. So what is the plan? Do you know? I know it's sort of a grassroots, no particular specific leadership. You're more of a team. But what's the plan? Like, are you guys going to stick it out? What happens if they bring military in? What's going to happen?
Well, we know the military is not going to act. I've spoken to quite a few military officers who I'm friends with, and they've said, no, you know, it doesn't matter what Trudeau says and what the government says, we're not going to turn against our people because you guys have been peaceful. He's like, you know, and people, and this is the other thing, they always compare BLM's protests and they say how Justin Trudeau, you know, sided with a violent group who basically, and it's true. Like, I mean, some of the message, I agree with BLM. There's some of the message, but there's history there for a reason for us to learn. We don't need to keep rehashing the past. That's the problem with some society right now. And what they did is, you know, when you start going and rioting in our cities and you start destroying property and vandalizing businesses and nobody gets charged, nothing happens, and Trudeau's kneeling and almost every chief of police in Ontario kneeled down with them. And then you look at our protests, it's family-driven, grassroots, hardworking Canadians who are being peaceful. We didn't ransack anything. They used the media to lie about people. I mean, people make mistakes. I got smeared. I mean, they smear jobbed me on Global and not saying I was a far right agitator or whatever. I'm not. That's all lies. You know, if nobody even bothered to contact me and ask any questions. They just ran with the story because they had a picture of me wearing a vest and I had a suit, which was Soldiers of Odin. And I mean, everybody who knows me knows that I'm not part of Soldiers of Odin. They know that I was part of it like a small amount of time. It was a few months. And at the time when I joined, I didn't even know there was an anti-immigration group. And because they didn't portray themselves like that, my friends were involved in working in a mission, feeding the homeless, out there helping people. There was no sense of anything like that. So I thought it was like when I seen what my friends were doing, I'm like, oh, this is a new group. Because I never, you know, it was new to me. And I'm like, this is not the Lions Club. It's not it's not one of these usual clubs that you see old folks or where this is like young guys and women, family-oriented people that were just, you know, so I joined, right? And next thing you know, we're getting criticized that we're part of this Finland group. And I researched it. And the story is this in Canada, where people need to understand, is that the Soldiers of Odin in Canada denounced Finland. And out of spite, you know how Canadians are, we're resilient and sometimes we're spiteful. We basically gave the finger to Finland and said, you know what, we're going to keep the name. Just rub it out of your face just to show you that, you know what, if you're going to consider yourselves, anti-Semitic or whatever, we're just going to rub you in the mud with it. But it ended up that we decided to just drop the name, get rid of it, because you know what? It doesn't look good for us either if we're walking around with that on our backs, right? So we just shut it down. Like we shut it down. We made up. I mean, I even got interviewed by Vice, and I told Mac Lamoureux, I said, you know, look it, man, we're not part of that stuff. And that's why we dropped the thing. And there's no more Soldiers of Odin in Ontario. And if there is, it's not affiliated with any of us. We have nothing to do with it. And we are out there. We don't need a patch on our back to go help the poor and go help the less fortunate. So that's what we've been doing. Like, I run my own treatment program out of my house, you know,
The
government doesn't, they don't want to do nothing about the opiates. So I'm in the cannabis business and I work on indigenous territories. So in the last 3 years, we took 60 clients who were like straight up going on methadone, Suboxone, addicted to the opiates on the streets. And out of 60 people, 49 people are healthy, back to work. And the government can't even do that with one person. So we get criticized. I'm always, you know, we're always trying to outdo the government and their failed programs. So now we're at a precipice where we have an opportunity as Canadians and the world to show our governments up and say, look, what you're doing is wrong. You guys can't manage. You're failed leaders. And it's time for change. You know, we need people who are going to lead, people who are going to innovate our nation and, you know, do stuff that's going to matter to us, you know, not because, like, what's the government done productively in the last 10 years for Canadians, like, other than take our money?
Well, that's the thing. Independent review, like you were suggesting, seeing what's really going on with the system is obviously needed after the 2 years of craziness we've endured. But just to recap, so no military is going to come. Do you know of anything else that's, I mean, are they in it for the long haul still?
Oh, yeah. The guys are in it for the long haul. They moved some trucks around. We made, like, Tamara made an agreement with the mayor to get our trucks away from residential areas. And I'm going to say why that happened. First of all, when we rolled into Ottawa, the police were fully aware of what we were doing. So they were blocking off roads. They were forcing us into areas, literally. And they were guiding us into areas. Now, we were under the understanding that the Ontario Provincial Police was sort of on our side because they knew that we were being peaceful. They knew that we weren't, you know, we were trying to coordinate with their liaison team to make sure that, you know, they're doing their job and we're keeping the peace, and we're both groups, both sides, are making sure public safety is the number one priority. So as we're rolling into Ontario, the first thing they started doing that rubbed us, North Bay. North Bay decided to put them on themselves. We had a turnoff to go off and get gas, and they blocked it off with an OPP truck and a city plow. So we couldn't go there. So that put a huge stop on our – that was the first thing. And then when we got to Arnprior, the OPP started playing games there too with the Ottawa police. And, you know, thank God that the Arnprior airport was kind enough to park our trucks there. They cleared out a whole airstrip. And that's, you know, we had all our vehicles parked there. So, you know, every time, and it's not just that. I mean, even out in BC, when they rolled out by your place, I think they put the lights on the scales on the first day. They tried to, you know, congest the highways. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's interesting. But you guys seem to be, well, you know, we've talked about the love power aspect to this thing, this movement, but you always seem to be ahead of the game, you know, and able to get solutions quickly. Is that the case now, do you think? Like, what is the next plan?
Well, I don't – so there's been some changes. I mean, you know, as they've progressed, Tamara is trying to do her best with the team to negotiate. They're trying to find ways to get this, to negotiate this, but – you know, Justin Trudeau and his caucus, they don't want to listen. The federal government doesn't want to listen. They just keep doubling down. So I know that we're in it for the long run. I know that my guys are staying. They're not moving anywhere. And some of my guys have taken proactive measures, like in case in the event that, you know, the Ontario government says, oh, we're going to do this and change their mind. Well, we got enough trucks to put trucks in every city across Ontario if we needed to, but no, we're trying to keep peaceful. But the one thing I will say this is some people need to know this. You know, they can they enact the Emergency Act. It doesn't matter because, first of all, we know that we have intel from the police, like in Ottawa, that there's a lot of police officers who have resigned. They've handed their badges in. We know this for a fact. So when you have a police force that's now turning against their own leaders, and the military's telling their own leaders, that's just telling you that it's just, you know, they're going to try some tactics. We know they are. We know that. We expect it. But it's what are they going to do? So everybody around the world knows we're not being violent. We're being peaceful. And if it escalates, it's because of the government. the government's escalating it on their own. We don't have anything to, any reason to do that. But it just seems that Trudeau, he's, you know, in my opinion, it just, it seems like he's trying to escalate it to something. And I don't understand what his end game is. You know what I mean? Like, why would you do that to your people?
It's bizarre. Not to communicate. It's literally bizarre. Well, I hope you can, I appreciate you for making time for us today. I hope you keep me in the loop and we can talk again as things progress. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Jason. Awesome. Be safe and thank God for all the truckers out there.
Hey, hey, God bless you guys. Without you guys supporting us, I don't know. But thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Right. Take care. We've been talking to Jason, one of the organizers in the Freedom Convoy 2022. We're back with some of our highlight clips that I was mentioning before, right after this.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
This is part two. Go to newsforthesoul.com for all the coverage.
I'm Nicole Marie Whitney, News for the Soul's founder, producer, and host. For 25 years, we've been covering amazing stories from around the world. Right now, the biggest story we've ever covered is happening right here in Canada, the Freedom Convoy 2022. Right now, it's January 27th, and they are steamrolling towards Ottawa with plans to park at the Parliament Hill until all mandates are removed and freedom is restored. It's become not just a Canadian movement, but a worldwide event. Today I was tuning into the CB feed of the actual truckers who are on the road and people across the country and in other countries supporting them. And I was moved to tears by the outpouring of love and support and peaceful unity and awakening in those messages. The following audio is just a snippet of a short period of time that I was able to tune in and record some audio to share with you today. This is the real story of the future of humanity on this planet.
I'm from Nova Scotia. I want to thank you all for everything you're doing. You're going to save lives, and you're a hero. Never forget it. God bless you all. Every trucker in this country, in the United States, bless you all. Thank you.
Oh, honey, right there, you just make me want to be able to give you a good big hug for that. I understand it, and it's hard. And just know that everyone's standing together. I wish I could just give you a hug right now.
Thank you for the offer of a hug. I really miss being hugged. I really do.
Thank you so much for all of you guys and what you're doing. We all love you.
Yeah, go get them, boys.
Thank you, truckers. I love you. Stay safe. Stay safe.
God, Trucker's daughter here, and I thank you guys so much. Never been more proud of you guys.
Thank you, Truckers, for everything. You guys are so amazing. From Peterborough, Ontario, I miss all my friends from school. I'm homeschooled because we can't really go back to school. So, yeah, just thank you so much. I'm excited to see you guys on Thursday.
A honk for my 5-year-old son. He's a little shy. He just got home from school, and he's very excited to watch the truckers come through. Renfrew, Ontario. Can I get a honk for my 5-year-old? Thank you.
I'm not sure if anybody hears me, but I just want to say thank you to all of you truckers from Toronto.
Doing is just, we're beyond grateful for it. Thank you so much to the truckers. Thank you, everybody involved in this. And stay safe, guys.
Big shout out to all the truckers out there that are doing this for our freedom. I want a big shout out thank you to you guys from the bottom of my heart and Sarnia. Thank you so much.
I think since Trudeau believes it's a small fringe group of unvaccinated truckers that he needs to be somehow told that there's a lot of vaccinated truckers and people on this convoy as well.
Thank you, truckers!
Thank you from Scarborough.
I lost my job because of this, and I'm so proud to be Canadian. You guys stepped up and were real men, and I'm very proud of you guys. Thank you. I'm going to join tomorrow from Scarborough.
Just want to say thank you to all the truckers and everybody involved. Big thanks for, thank you for fighting for your right. And I'm from Quebec, and big love.
States. I have not been able to go back to Canada to see my family. My children have not been able to go back to Canada to see their grandparents. Thank you for what you're doing. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing.
Thank you.
This isn't just about the trucker, sweetheart. This is about everybody. I'm in the USA, okay? I'm actually in Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm here supporting you guys' movement. All right, listen, any false information you're hearing about GoFundMe, don't pay attention to it. They have hired attorneys. They have hired a team to watch that money. That money is being distributed. It is being distributed slowly to the drivers that are requesting, but what they need are receipts and so forth and so on, saying which driver is getting what, so forth. And, you know, therefore, though on, it's the government, the parliament that is telling you this, and this is why it's going through the news media, because this is what the news media is told to tell you all. So if that's your question about that, you can actually go to GoFundMe, look the page up, find the link in here, click on it, and if it still says that you can send money, guess what? It's still working. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chase. And thank you for what you have done for us. Our freedom is more important than mandates. Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Go, truckers!
Original page is back up again, guys. The original page is back up. We have 646,000 members.
Okay. Thank you, truckers, for fighting for our freedom. We love you.
Hi, this is Jackson from Okotoks. Go, truckers, go.
Hi, this is Ryder from Alberta, Canada. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan Grant.
And all the people, I'm just lost for words. I'm so happy. Safe trips.
Not all superheroes.
Not all superheroes.
Wear capes.
Wear capes.
Some drive.
Some drive.
Semi.
Semi.
Hello, truckers. Hey, truckers. I'm Morgan. I'm in fifth grade, and I'm from Ontario. We're going to be supporting you on Friday. Thank you so much.
Quebec, I've been listening to you for the last 3 days at work. Thank you for all the... for all what you're doing.
Trudeau is trying to ignore it, and I know we were trying to ignore that and not talk about that, but Trudeau's trying to not give it any publicity, so let's just ignore that, keep on going positive. He doesn't know what's coming, but it's coming for him.
Thank you, truckers, and thank you, Brian Peckford.
Thank you for fighting for freedom. I like you.
I get a honk. Nobody should worry about Trudeau, guys. Don't worry about it. Let's just keep everything going positive. Whatever he says, whatever the news reports, it doesn't matter. It's like we say here in Quebec, on the roads, we got a lot of potholes. We call those.
Huge thanks from Ottawa here. We'll see you at March Road Overpass on Saturday morning. Thanks.
Thank you, Chugger, for fighting for freedom.
Hope is the only thing stronger than fear. A little hope is effective. A lot of hope is dangerous. Thank you, Chuckers, for giving us hope in this dark period. I'm from Montreal, and I'm being told I can lose my job if I don't get jabbed, and I won't be able to support my kids. I am so scared for our future, but you are giving us hope, and hope is all that we need. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, never been prouder to be Canadian in all my life. Say, proud to be Canadian.
Don't be like this, Dad.
I just want to say to all of you who aren't truckers that are supporting all of us truckers, thank you guys for giving us motivation to do what we do for you guys. We love you guys.
Hey, truckers. I got some breaking news. Brian Peckford, the only living first minister to help craft the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, will be suing the federal government for breach of our charter rights. So just to let you know you're making a difference, we'll see you in Ottawa, and hammer down.
Yeah, I just want to say anybody that can and is able to go to the hill should. And that's the ultimate way that you can say thank you and support these truckers and everybody that's fighting for your freedom. And keep it peaceful, because if anybody lets them do anything, roll the tanks out, that'll be it.
We got Tennessee on here. We got Florida. What other states do we got on tuning in this afternoon?
Another state we have in the United States is Kentucky. Keep on trucking.
Can I get a honk for my five-year-old? We're waiting for the honks. He's getting impatient here, guys. Let's hear a honk for my five-year-old. Thank you. There you go, little guy.
Woo, can we get some freedom horns going out here from British Bay? Woo!
Thank you for fighting for freedom. You are the best. And thank you. I'm from Canada. And thank you for fighting for freedom.
From Calgary?
From Calgary.
From South Florida, United States, a message to the truckers up there in Canada. Do not back down no matter what Justin Trudeau says. Do not back down. Stand your ground.
I'm from a small town in Alberta. I'm a mom of two, and this has just brought so much hope for me. Just listening to all of the kids and everyone, like, I just bring tears to my eyes. I'm fully vaccinated, but this has just gone on too long, and I feel for everyone who's lost jobs and who can't work because of the mandates, and I have so much hope right now.
Thank you for whoever did the horn. I think it was you, Tracy. You just made my little boy with Down syndrome big smile. He made his day. Thank you.
Hey, guys, this is Tracy. I'm from Armbriar, and look, man, I got seven little grandbabies dependent on us, and two of them are in the vehicle with us. We're heading to Sudbury to meet the convoy on Friday morning. We're going to stay in Sturgeon for a night and do some visiting with family. God bless all you guys, and we're going to rock this.
Hey guys, here in Ottawa, I just want to say hello to everyone, to the gentleman from South Florida. We just came back from South Florida. We were in Tampa, Safety Harbor, actually, and it was amazing. We spent, you know, fortunate enough to spend a few months there, and people were super welcoming and nice and understanding, and you know, their fight was our fight. So I really appreciate that. Just so you guys know, it looks like the Prime Minister, Supreme Leader, has called an emergency announcement on sitting.
I want to say thank you to all my 18-year-old brothers and sisters. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. Fight for freedom, guys. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who has joined the truckers. You guys are so amazing from Burton, Manitoba. We are so happy to be here with you guys.
Layla, Ontario,
North Bay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for keeping us safe.
Have a safe trip on your way to Ottawa. We shall see you when you guys arrive in North Bay.
And for the elderly people, we need to stop this and get Trudeau out, because he's not any good for us, and he's saying stuff like the Nazis did and all that stuff. So we need him out, and we need to realize he can't push us over.
I just wanted to say I haven't worn a mask since the beginning of this, and I am not planning on doing it now. You can walk into a store in most places in BC and not have a single issue. So keep rocking, people. I don't know about other provinces, but you can do it. We have our rights, we have our freedoms, and we can make this happen.
I don't know what you've been told.
I don't know what you've been told.
But vaccine mandates are getting old.
But vaccine mandates are getting old.
Trudeau.
Trudeau.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
So I'm just going to jump in here for a sec, guys. I'm one of the mids, mods, whatever you want in this group. I'm sitting here at a store with tears in my eyes listening to these kids, listening to Tracy and the other guys all step up with the horns. I can't be more prouder to be a Canadian. My dad was a trucker. Unfortunately, he's not here to see this, but I know he would be so proud. You guys keep going. We all need this.
Thank you, truckers!
I just want to say I've been listening to this for the last hour and inspired me to take my mask off when I walk into the store, and I was greeted by a woman hysterically yelling at me. But this, it just made me think that this is not just about freedom. This is about remembering, do not be afraid of each other, stopping the fear-mongering. And I encourage everyone to take your mask off, not just to not comply, but to encourage others that it's normal to take it off.
Hi, truckers. I'm from Ireland, and can I get a honk?
Let's go, Canada, let's go. Trudeau, you ain't got nothing on us, baby.
I can't wait to see you in Ottawa. I'm leaving Hamilton tomorrow to join up with the convoy.
Was that Joe?
Awesome that we made the Joe Rogan podcast. That's totally wicked. Keep it up, truck drivers. Love you guys so much.
From Kentucky and the United States, thank you, truckers, for standing up. All of America, we love you. God bless. Be safe.
Go, truckers, go from Chatham, Ontario.
Did you guys just hear the lady from Russia? I've heard that in Australia and Ireland and Germany. Guys, this has gone global. I've never been more proud to be a Canadian. Go, truckers.
From Lethbridge, Alberta, I'm so grateful for what you guys are doing. You are transporting hope across the country.
Thank you, Canada. Thank you, truckers. This is Michigan. We're watching. America's watching. And the whole world is watching. So thanks for fighting for freedom. God bless.
Thank you for us standing up for us kids.
Canada-unity.com/bearhug.
Thank you.
They've tried to divide us, but we're connected. This Albertan supports each and every one of you. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, guys, for your help.
Hey, I just want to let everybody know that I had a friend that's with the OPP, and their mandate is just to keep the flow of traffic moving so you will not have any interference like you did out in Manitoba from the RCMP. Hammer down, boys. Let's do this.
Go from Nova Scotia, Convoy 2022.
God bless you all. We're all here rooting for you. You guys are an inspiration to everyone, new, old, young. Whatever you need, you let us know, and we'll come together and make it happen for you.
Keep going, truckers. Keep going, heavy truckers. Keep going.
Just remember, this group is not about being vaccinated. It's not being not vaccinated. It's giving you, the individual, the right to choose if you want to take that stab. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is a family-friendly channel. I am one of your hosts of the most, Boston. Just wanted to say hello, check in, make sure everyone is on the up and up.
For anybody looking for the Joe Rogan podcast, it's number 1770 with Valentine something.
I'm standing up. It's not easy, but, you know, my company is the government, and I will be let go in early February. So thank you for all of your help, your support. This is definitely giving me hope and making me proud to be Canadian again. Thank you. Much love. Godspeed.
Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. Stephen King, 1994.
Hey, just want to say thank you, guys. Appreciate it from New Brunswick. I recently got fired, and yeah, appreciate all you guys are doing.
Thank you. I'm from Ontario, Severn, and I just want to thank you all. I am so happy. I'll see you all tomorrow. God bless. Godspeed.
We're so blessed to have all of you standing up for us. Thank you so much. I wish I could be at Drumbo tomorrow to wave and cheer you on, but I'm at work. But here's coming from Woodstock, Ontario. Thank you.
Everybody that's been in this room, there's no violence at all. We're on a path to peace. It's a road to peace. It's the road to freedom. Yous are all united. There's no animosity. There's great atmosphere here. Everybody is jazzed up. People are getting excited. Why? Because they see freedom. And it's a peaceful journey to Ottawa. It's also very family friendly.
Sorry, I walked on to the little kids, but here's some freedom horns.
Hello from Ottawa. Can't wait to see you guys come down here. We're going to be on the overpass. I'll be the guy with the big lit up sign. See you guys soon. Safe travels.
I just wanted to let you know I got off the phone with my grandmother's care home begging them to let me go say goodbye to her. And they're all locked down because a couple of them have a cold. And I don't think I'll be able to see her before she dies. So I so appreciate somebody taking this on and trying to get rid of these ridiculous mandates.
Can you guys imagine the party when the mandates are lifted? I didn't say if, I said when, because I'm confident. Power of positive thinking. But imagine the party that's going to happen around the world because of all of you guys. Thank you so much.
So proud of you guys. I just wanted to let you know all the way from BC, Canada, how proud we are. And we're all there with you in spirit. We love you lots and can't wait to hear the good news. Keep on trucking, guys.
Never been more prouder to be Canadian.
Toronto people, Toronto convoy. Search Toronto convoy for Toronto people.
Keep on trucking, boys and girls. Keep on trucking. And F Trudeau. All the way out of part of it.
Hey, Jules the Gem. We're headed to Thunder Bay. Just saw a sign, 67 kilometers. Here we come, Thunder Bay.
Thank you, truckers, for everything you do.
Thank you, truckers. Thank you, truckers,
for fighting for
freedom. Thank you so much for making us Ontario. We can't wait to meet up with you in Ottawa. We are standing with you. I can hear everyone chiming in, and it's bringing tears to my eyes to see that Canada coming together like this. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you guys so much for what you guys are doing. I love you guys so much. Wearing all these masks and stuff is so stupid. Thank you, though. I appreciate it a lot. So does everyone else.
Okay, now say it, say it.
Thank you, truckers. We don't want to get the vaccine, or we don't want masks in stores anymore or in schools.
From the United States and Kentucky, just wanted to say we love you. Thank you, and we're watching all the United States. My child's in school. She's tired of a mask. We're all tired. Thank you.
Go truckers. Get to Ottawa. Show the world what Canada is all about. Freedom.
My name's Eliza from St. Catharines. Thank you, truckers.
Thank you, guys.
Go. We love you all.
Go truckers. Go. From Kitchener, Ontario.
Hey all, Chelsea here from Edmonton. Just wanted to jump in and say, you know, despite everything that's going on, we can observe it, but you know what? Let's join together with love no matter where we stand. And let's just, you know, hope and pray that this giant movement, which is bringing tons of Canadians together, will unify us all and will destroy these insane mandates for everybody, and we can come back a stronger, more united.
Thank you for putting the meaning back behind True North, strong and free. We appreciate you.
Suddenly, I had to get the third or I lost my job.
Yeah, like I said before, no company can actually force you to take the vaccine. If you guys want more information on it, just contact me and I will give you all the documents that you need to protect yourself from the company. At the end of the day, it's extortion if they try to force you to take a vaccine, which is illegal in the Canadian Charter of Rights and the 1997 Vaccine Act.
I stuck to my guns when it came to my workplace, and I did not get vaccinated, so I left.
I stuck to my guns, and I'm still working. They're not, nothing is coming into my body.
This is a message for all the lady drivers, truckers out there. You guys, ladies, are just so, so inspiring. Every time I see a video of you driving or just hear you, you ladies have more lady balls than a lot of men out there. Just.